Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Sounds Like Harvey. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews shall be played on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM twice a week over a 12-week period, with the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support of the project provided by Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey.
Okay, today at the Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM, I am interviewing my niece, Donnell Wallum. Donnell, I've just said part of your name. So what's your full name? Where were you born? What cultural heritage do you identify with?
My name is Donnell Louise Wallum. I was born here in Harvey and I am a proud Noongar woman.
Oh, awesome. Now, second question, can you describe what country and or region you previously lived in was like at the time you grew up there?
So I was born and raised here in Harvey. All my childhood memories are of growing up here in Harvey.
Like me too. Beautiful place to grow up, you know.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now, so some of the memories of your childhood, what sort of memories, what did you get up to as a kid and, you know, what was your favourite place here at, you know, Harvey?
Some of my favourite childhood memories of Harvey is, you know, having sleepovers with all the cousins at Nan and Pop's house on Anthony Street. I think that was the best. We'd all just be, you know, playing out the front, whether it was like British Bulldogs or Chasey up and down the street or cricket or whatever it was, but just hanging out with all the cousins. And, you know, it's pretty special now when you look back because we're all separated, living our own lives all over the place. So that's one of my favourite memories. But I also loved swimming in the drains.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Every summer, I think we'd be there every single day after school. My favourite one would have to be the Rush because it was just walking distance from home.
Now, that's funny because a lot of kids mention the Rush. That must have been a thing for the young fellas.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it was because you'd go to the swimming pool. When the swimming pool closes, then you'd just go up to the Rush until the sun goes down. But it also had that little chute so you could just like slide down into the bottom area, and that was really fun for us.
Ah, yes. I remember my own kids talking about that. Now, growing up in Harvey, you know, being born and raised here, do you still have family members still living in Harvey and surrounding areas? I mean, I'm still here, as you are, so I still live here. So that's one.
Yes, pretty much. Well, actually, all of my immediate family is here. Mum, Dad, Crystal, Glenn and Kenny are my siblings. You and Natalie and all of all, a lot of the cousins are still here. And there's just a few of them that have moved away from Harvey. And, yeah.
Now, I'm going to put this one in because this is part of the program that I do with our Nyalakot Wudja, our Heartland program, and I'm always been asked questions about, do we have any elders still around living in this area?
Yes, we do. We've got the oldies on the hill, so Nan and Pop. We've got you and Pop Vincent in the area. I think that might be it for Harvey.
Yeah, there's still a few of us oldies around.
Yeah.
Us oldies. Now, have you been able to, you have come back for a little while, and how long are you going to be here? And what does it make you feel like when you come back home?
Yeah, you know, with my career at the moment, it's pretty hectic when I'm away from home. So every time I come home, I love that. I come home and I'm just Auntie D. I'm just Louise to you, you know,
yes.
Just Donnell. And I can just switch off from netball and, you know, it just feels like home. And, yeah, I'm just most comfortable here.
Yeah. That was funny when I went down and watched you play in Perth down there. And I'm singing out, "Go Louise," and there's people in the crowd said, "Oh, she must have family members here and they must know her middle name." And I've always called you Louise.
Yeah.
So the other question is, do you speak your cultural language and where would you speak it mostly?
Yeah, I don't speak as much as I'd like to. You know, as you would know, it was lost for quite a while there. But I know there are, you know, I do know some of the basics, and that's just from growing up learning from, you know, the mob around us. So, yeah, I don't speak as much as I'd like to, but I do know a few basic words that, and yeah, I'd definitely love to learn more.
Okay. So that just rolled into the next question about cultural language and heritage and but what about the food and the music, you know, and the celebrations that we have?
Yeah, you know, I love, you know, our family get-togethers, just the best, and there's always, you know, lots of food or music or whatever, and, you know, just it feels good when we're all together celebrating something good because, you know, in our communities we've got a lot of funerals, so when we're together celebrating, you know, with food, music, whatever it is, you know, just... yeah, it's just amazing. And it's just seeing my nephews learning, you know, cultural dances here in Harvey now. Makes me so proud, and seeing how engaged they are and how much they want to learn about our culture. It just makes me really proud because I feel like when I was their age, we didn't really get that opportunity.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Same. And yes, it is. It's wonderful to see them get out there and so proud, and how they walk around, they own and what they're doing.
And their confidence has just gone through the roof from this dancing. I remember them being, you know, shy little boys, and now they just, they want it. They want to know when their next dance is. And yeah, it's great.
Now, rolling on to the next question, you were talking about the language, you know, you didn't get to learn it back then. Are you able to say a few words and then translate that into English?
Yeah, I think some of the basics that I know is like, or hello is kaya.
Kaya.
Wanji is welcome, and, you know, probably know them because we do a lot of the welcome to countries and stuff like that. A lot of the ones that we use, like ana, is just like yes or, you know, agreeing with somebody.
Like an affirmation sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to think. I always get these two mixed up, kurt and mort.
Oh, kurt and mort. Kurt is your heart. Mort is family.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And what about the biggest word that everybody says in town here and not realising that it's an Aboriginal name?
Oh,
the place of?
Kurrajeka.
Kurrajeka.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning
Harvey?
Meaning the place of the red
place
tongue.
Of, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That cockatoo. That's right. And now this one, from a cultural perspective, what are some of the biggest challenges for you living in the Harvey area?
I think growing up it was probably the lack of education from wider community, and then seeing like how that has impacted. And for me, I didn't really realise that until I grew up and realised how far behind we were. So I've lived in Queensland, and their culture, they're like really immersed in it.
Exactly. I just come back from there, and they are doing some great stuff over there.
Yeah. And I feel like not even just Harvey, but WA, because we've kind of lost so much of our culture from the history that we've had to go through. We're kind of behind. And I think that would probably, now that I'm growing up and I've seen other cultures, that is probably the biggest issue that we've probably faced.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us
lost culture.
Yeah, a lot of us would agree with you there. So, what would be some practical things that would assist you with the challenges you face?
In terms of, I think, you know, when we have our NAIDOC week, you know, just having a really good engagement from community, because we, you know, we put on a lot of these events and we want to teach them our ways and our culture, and, you know, having the community engaged in that, wanting to learn from us and being involved, I think it would just create, you know, such a harmonious community feel. Because Harvey is a very multicultural town.
And it sure
so I
is.
Think the more we learn about each other, I think the better it's going to make the town, and not just for the town but for tourists as well.
That's right. And because it's such a giving thing too in our culture.
Mm.
We like to share with our families and whatnot. With our NAIDOC week and our reconciliation week, these things, you know, should be shown every day, showcased, and that's what we like to share. And we'd like to share that now with community, wouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what are some of your favourite reasons for living in Harvey? And we go back to this again. I think you already said the hopes and aspirations for the future.
Mm. You know, I love living in Harvey because it's, you've got that community feel, like everyone knows everyone. You know, in the summer you play basketball, in the winter you play footy or netball, whatever it is, but like it just feels homely. And, you know, being born and raised here in Harvey, this just feels safe. All my family's here, and yeah, it's just a good community that I want, you know, to see my nephews and nieces grow up in. So yeah, I just love Harvey.
There you go, folks. Mm. And those words are coming from Donnell Wallum. We'll be heading off to where soon?
Heading to Auckland.
Auckland.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So please be on the lookout. And thank you, Donnell, for coming and doing this interview with me today.
Thanks for having me, Arnie.
And you're listening to Harvey Community Radio. We will go out with a song from Donnell, and a song that you'll pick and the meaning for it.
I'll pick Better in Black. Forgot her name, but I just love her music. She's a First Nations artist, and yeah, she's got lots of good songs out at the moment. She's got a new album as well, but yeah, listen to her. I will find her name. I'm picking out. We can edit this one.
Yeah.
Thelma Plum, Better in Black.
Sorry, say that again.
Thelma Plum, Better in Black.
Thelma Plum, Better in Black. And you're listening to Leslie Ugel interviewing Donnell Wallum on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. It's your town talking.